Hello, Florida office.
Hi, this is Lauren from Aetna Insurance Prior Authorization. I received a request for some vision testing from Harsh. Are they available?
Yes, yeah, just a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold it. Okay, and now I'm transferring the call to the host. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, please hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lauren from Aetna Insurance Prior Authorization. I'm calling about vision testing that was requested. I believe, are you Harsh? They said they
yes,
were going to transfer
yeah.
me.
My name is Harsh. Last name first name.
Oh, okay.
Tom. And can I have
okay.
yours?
Lauren. L-A-U-R-E-N.
Just a moment.
My last name.
L-A-U-R-E-N. Last name initial.
I'm sorry. The
what
last initial, is that what you said? V, like Victor.
Got it. Thank you so much, Lauren, for that. And how may I help you?
So you requested testing for Miriam Lopez. Her date of birth is March 5th, 1956.
Okay.
The fundus photography, 92250.
Yes, correct.
She already has an approval for that testing through 9-1.
Oh,
so we usually don't, like, overlap the testing codes?
Just one moment.
Okay.
I'm looking into it. Member name is Lopez Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Just one moment. I'm opening the patient's account in my system in a moment. No way.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you can remove it if it is an active approval on file.
So I was wondering, that one's approved through, you know, 9-1, but
oh,
this...
I see. The 92250 was requested incorrectly. I see that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I was just, for the new codes, the 92134 and the 92014, you started with data service 8425,
yes,
and we
correct.
Usually give a 90-day time span for that, so it would go through November 4th. Do you want it the full 90 days, or do you just need it for 8-4?
If you can do one thing for us that... If you can provide approval for 8-4 as of now, then
mm-hmm.
we'll reinitiate all the codes after 9-1.
Okay, so after 9-1, you won't have an approval for 92250.
Oh, I'm asking about that. You can provide me approval for 92134 as of now for the date of service 8-4-2025. Then if I have to refax the form, then I will do it after 9-1.
Okay.
Or
all right, that works out.
Or just one moment. I'm looking. Is there any active appointment on my... No, the member is not scheduled yet, so that will be fine if you can provide me approval for 92134 for the date of service 8-4-2025.
Okay.
Only the code.
I'm working on it now, and then I'll send you the notification over.
And you're from the Medicaid department, right? Or MMAI?
Yes. Medicaid.
Okay. And I'm having a couple of more members with me. For this one, we initiated in prior authorization, but I didn't get any of the facts back from your side.
Okay. for a different member?
Yes. If you can help me with that patient as well.
Do you have their name?
Jos Ortiz. The member ID 3666-795-795.
That one's still in the process. Once it's completed, they will get you a notification.
Okay. And can you please transfer my call to MMAI? I'm having one member for the DTurb services 7-11. It's not been processed yet. We didn't receive any updates from the team.
Okay. Give me 1 second to find that number, okay? I'm going to put you on hold.
No worry. Take your time. Thank you so much for that, your help, Lauren. Thank you so much again. Have a great day. Yes.
Okay. Do you want the phone number? I'm going to transfer you, but I could also give you the number.
Okay. What?
It's 866-600-2139.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much for that.
All right. I'll transfer you right now. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.